जय 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 श्री नारायण। अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तिः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय पितायै तदालि कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः। कृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्त जय रूप सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भक्त दास भगवान। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम। यू आर ट्रैवलिंग विथ मी फॉर मोर देन 1 month. Everywhere I am telling, who am I? Who is Krishna? Who is God? What is illusory Maya? And how we can go out of this illusory Maya, that is endless ocean of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. So I wanted to tell you the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, descended to this world only to give his message and to fulfill his desire. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explained what are the causes, what are the reasons Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an ordinary Brahmin of Bengal, but he is himself Krishna. He came in this guise like a ordinary bhakta, a devotee, to fulfill his desire. What that desire was, I will explain further. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has told 4 reasons why Krishna came in the shape of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having the mood of Srimati Radhika. First reason is that Krishna has told in Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya tla nirbhavati bharata abhyatthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujata. यदा यदा ही धर्मस्य ग्लानि भवति सैन न्यूमरस पर्सन लाइक डेमन्स एंड इंक्रीजिंग देयर नंबर इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड दे आर गोइंग अगेंस्ट द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ वेदास उपनिषद गीता भागवत एंड अगेंस्ट dharma, religion. What is religion? we should know that this is material body. We are not that thing. There is a mind also that is called sukshma sharir. We are not that thing. We are soul, atma. So the religion, the nature of that jivatma is called sanatana dharma, Vedic dharma, Bhagavat dharma, Vaishnava dharma. One thing, there are so many names. The duty of atma, soul, to Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. There are not so many gods, only on God. But he descends in many, so many forms. So, at that time, kings like Duryodhan, Kansa, Jarasandha, Dushasan, Karna, Shakuni, they were demons, but they were contending them like king and kshatriya. And they were against that dharma. Krishna was there, but they were not thinking that he is God. A very simple person. And he is our shatru. He is our enemy. They are always in tendency to, they are all in mood to eat, drink and be merry, only this thing. And they used to think that this body is myself. And all the persons related to this body are mine. Peace, home or house is mine. And forever I am master of all these things. I will never die. But it is not Sanatana Dharma. To serve Krishna is Sanatana Dharma. This Atma, soul, never takes birth, never dies, but if he has left Krishna service, then he will have to come and go. So we should realize. So all these things were opposite to this, and they were eating, drinking and marrying, and fighting each other for land, wife, wine and all other things. So Krishna thought that I should go and change our Yuga Dharma. That should be kill and this Sanatana Dharma should be established. Second thing was I'm explaining the four reasons. One Gaun and other Mukha.
Primary and secondary.
Secondary and primary. Secondary has been divided into two. Yugadharma Pratistha and Anapritcharin Chirat Karunayavatirana Kalo. Anapritcharin Chirat. You can see the purpose of Swami Ji, what he has written. What is the meaning of this slope?
Adi 3, return, and we'll go to the first slope of that chapter.
Adi 3 with the space.
With the space.
Anarchy is coming?
Sri Lanka.
Coming?
Yeah, when I could.
May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sakshi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated level of devotional service, the level of conjugal love.
This is perfect.
No,
I want that purport. You have written anything?
Yes, he has. This is a quotation from the Vidagda Madhava, a drama compiled and edited by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Yes.
That's it.
But that is? He has left for me.
Anyo.
That's when Narayan Maharaj will call me next, west, east,
it's west. It's
also
in your first chapter. I'll search.
One time in Brahma Monday. And after that, in Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna comes himself like a devotee, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaudhari. He has some special kind of thanks to give world. Ramchandra had come before, all avatars had come before, but they had not given prem, love, affection. They had given bhakti, no doubt. But there is far difference between bhakti and bhakti rasa, prem. Ramchandra has some friends, some servants, father, mother also, but not bosom friends. He has his wife, Sita Devi, but not like a friend. He was married to Ramchandra Sita, and he was like a dasi, and that is why Ramchandra ordered that she should be taken off from my palace. Forever. Also, he told to Sita, in Lanka, when Raman was murdered and everywhere killed, and when Sita came, he told that, I have not come to take you. I have come to punish Raman and his all dynasty's person. Sir, apaman kiya, dishonor me. That is why I came and my purpose is served. Now you can go anywhere you like. I don't want to take you with me because you have left here for about 10 months are more than that. I will not take it. Then Sita told to Lakshman that make a
funeral.
And she jumped in there. But first they come, waters of the power came and told that Sita is so pure. Dasat Maharaj came there. He told that he is pure. The Vayu Devata, the goddess of air, they all came, Indra came, everyone came and told them, Sita, okay. Then he took, and again he went to Ayodhya, and after 11,000 years, he was in Ayodhya, in the last time, he told Sita, Lakshman, that take Sita and keep it in any ashram and in any forest. She cannot leave you. So, Ramchandra sent her to forest forever. But Sita cannot leave Ram. He has so much honor for Sita. Ramchandra has also so much faith, but they were separated. So Sita is not like a friend, but she was like a dasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to show and to give them any kind of praying of Braja praying. What kind of praying? That this jeev has qualified to have this. There are two kinds of praying. Unnata ujjala rasa. The affection and love, the highest love of gopis towards Krishna. Especially the mood of Srimati Radhika, Mahabhav. Snehman, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. And by only that Mahabhav, Krishna is controlled. Otherwise he will not be controlled. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to taste the Radha's mood and to distribute the Unnata Ujjala Rasa Sri means beauty of that Unnat Ujjala Rasa. Vinoda Sarupa Goswami, that is Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavang Manjari, these sakhi. Of the beauty of Srimati Radhika's affection, love, Mahabhav. So that the mood of Srimati Radhika cannot be distributed because it is only in the heart of Srimati Radhika. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to taste this and to distribute that the three beauty of that Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. So here is Nam Prem, both mixing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all conditioned souls. And he purified them. In other Kali Yuga, only names are distributed by Mahavishnu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only Mahavishnu, he is himself. Krishna. So he has not only come for descended for preaching name and to establish Yuga Dharma. It was secondary thing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been clearly told. This was the duty of Mahavishnu, that is Advaita Acharya. So he has not come for this. Again we can come to the point that prominent reason. In prominent reason, first is secondary, is Advaita Acharya was calling at that time. If he will not come and give affection and praying to jivas, then I'll have to
destroy
all whole world. And if you are coming, very good. You must come. So he takes the lips of Tulsi with Ganges water and get it to all earth and give him this Tulsi and Ganga. You should certainly come. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mani Krishna was thinking that I'll have to go to this world and to give prem and to realize that is Srimati Radhika's mode to serve Krishna. But it was not set the date. But now he fixed this. Oh, I should have gone just now. So this is the third reason. Advaita Acharya called him with the Tulsi and that. There are so many types of aradhana to Krishna. But without Tulsi, he never touched anything. So, Vrinda is so much dear to Krishna. that then he calls with a tulsi or Ganga jal and worship Krishna at once.